Cancer can take away all my physical abilities. It cannot touch my mind, it cannot touch my heart, and it cannot touch my soul. And those three things are going to carry on forever.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Voices for Victory podcast. I'm your host, Mick McDonald. To our loyal subscribers, it's great to have you back. And to any new listeners, we're so happy to have you on board. On the Voices for Victory podcast, you'll hear stories of how cancer has affected the lives of people who've been touched by cancer in some way, and what they are doing to move us closer to victory over cancer. Today, our guest is legendary ESPN broadcaster Dick Vitale. Dick has spent his broadcasting career letting his passion for college basketball shine through the television cameras of ESPN. But his true passion in life is raising money to support pediatric cancer research. A V Foundation board member, Dick has spearheaded efforts to raise money to support research that will benefit kids battling cancer. And the V Foundation's Dick Vitale Fund for Pediatric Cancer has awarded nearly $50 million in research grants. In our conversation, I chat with Dick about what it was like being on stage with Jim during his famous ESPY speech, why pediatric cancer research became such a focus for him, and how his Dick Vitale Gala will look just a little different in 2020. And now, our conversation with Dick Vitale.
And I always have to think about what's important in life is to think to me of three things: where you started, where you are, and where you're going to be. Those are the three things that I try and do every day.
And we're now joined on the Voices for Victory podcast by the one and only Dick Vitale. Dick, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us today.
Oh, no problem at all, Nick. Anything I could do to raise money, especially for kids battling cancer, I'm certainly available.
And, you know, we're going to get into all the amazing work you continue to do in raising those funds for pediatric cancer research, including, of course, your gala that's right around the corner here in a few weeks. But first, I want to start with a story that I know many have heard that kind of, you know, it's where the V Foundation began, of course. Jim Valvano's famous speech at the ESPYs. You know, you were on stage with him. You traveled to the show with him. For those who maybe haven't heard that story, how surprised were you at the speech he was able to give, given what you had seen him dealing with leading up to that speech?
Well, you know, I was totally shocked. And, you know, they did a really great job of Sherry and the people putting together the V for Victory between Mike Krzyzewski and I, explaining what it was like the night before. I mean, if you would have told me after seeing Jimmy going through what he did, I didn't think any chance whatsoever that he would stand up there and give such an eloquent speech with so much emotion and passion. In fact, prior to the speech, I was trying to get attention to some of our people that were working on behalf of ESPN and trying to basically let them know that maybe just bring a microphone over to Jimmy at his chair where he's sitting. And the famous words is, Mike and I, in that piece that we do, V for Victory, people want to see it. They can go to Facebook, The Real Dick Vitale, and it's right there. It's on the opening page, my front page, homepage. That was a great sequence we did, Mike and I. And on that sequence, we write on our arms, get me up on that stage. Just get me on the stage. And those were the words out of Jimmy when I walked over and he wanted me to come over and I came over and he said, well, what are you doing? I said, well, maybe I'll make it easy for you, man. We'll get somebody to bring a mic and no, just get me on the stage. And, you know, the rest is history. I stood there in awe. There was no way. Anybody watching that speech, you see me standing to the right of him, about 3 feet, 4 feet away from him. There was no way in the world that I would have been standing there had I felt that Jimmy was going to give a 20, 25-minute speech. I would have sat down. When I introduced him after Dustin Hoffman talked about the Arthur Ashe Award, because Jimmy was the first recipient of the Arthur Ashe Award, and I introduced Jimmy, I thought he'd just take the award, say thank you, and sit down. And he went on and gave a speech that today has been worth close to $250 million that has been raised by the generosity of so many to the V Foundation, who does an amazing job taking all those dollars and putting them to research to battle all kinds of cancer.
Yeah, and there's no question that speech has been a huge part of the success of the V Foundation and motivating people to give. And I wonder, Dick, when you're standing, like you said, 3 feet off watching him, did you know as he's going through it, you know, wow, this is going to be an iconic moment that people are going to remember just because you knew how sick he was and what it took for him to give that speech?
You know, absolutely. It was just, he had mesmerized the crowd. I mean, I'm looking in the eyes out in the audience of some of the giants and greats in all of entertainment, sports, business world. And he had him in the palm of his hand, man. And, you know, I've heard Jimmy speak prior to that a number of times. So I wasn't shocked about his ability to speak. But just the fact that the condition he was in, I mean, he's throwing up crazy on a plane with Mike and flying down there to New York the night before when I spoke to him to try and get him to come was just a scary thing. I mean, I got on the phone and said, Jimmy, I went to the rehearsal. It's unbelievable. No, he's barely whispering to me, talking to me about the fact that, you know, I'm not really worrying about any awards and trophies and a big night. I'm probably not going to live, man. And he was down as can be. And I said, you got to come. He said, ah, we'll see what happens. And sure enough, I'm lucky Mike brought him down here. And, you know, the rest, as they say, is history, because it was just incredible. The way, that magical moment that I'll never, ever forget.
And that was really the beginning of the V Foundation, which you've been a part of really since then, Dick. What was it, I wonder, because you've made it known your focus all along, you want to raise money to help kids. You want to raise money for pediatric cancer research. How did that become your focus? When did you start deciding that's what you wanted to focus on?
You know, I really fell in love in terms of my desire. I mean, I probably, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago, because of the fact of a neighbor of mine, their daughter battled brain cancer, ultimately lost her life, and just took my heart out. We went to the funeral. I saw what they were going through, the family, and I just actually ran to the car after the funeral to the mom and dad, and I said to Patrick and to Holly, I said, one thing is, I'm going to tell you this, we're not going to forget your daughter Peyton. No way, shape, or form. I said, we are going to raise $1 million in about 6 months in her name. I'm going to get my friends to have an event, and we're going to raise $1 million and put it to research the battle of kind of cancer she passed from. And we did that. And then I never in my wildest dreams ever would have thought that it would have grown to be able to be now. We think my virtual gala coming up on September 4th, and I hope people out there get an opportunity to join us for the gala. And if they want information, just call and ask for Rebecca, and just call 941-350-0580. You call that number and she'll give you all the information and how we can basically get you to be part of it, because it's going to be an outstanding. I know some of the things already that I've recorded and people have recorded for the virtual gala, and it's going to be sensational. In fact, we're going to have, I'll give you a little tip, we're going to have a young girl, about a teenager, who was a star in Lion King, was one of the stars touring America, North America, with Disney on their tour Lion King. She came down with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Her name is Makari Tarpley, and she's going to be part of our, she was going to be a courageous kid at my live one if we had it, but unfortunately we can't, but she is going to sing in our gala, and she rang the bell recently, so she was released from the hospital in treatment, and this is a talented young lady. When that disease strikes, it's not only the effect it has on the child, it's so unbelievably devastating to a family, and that's why I'm obsessed with it, man. I'm obsessed. I sit and I 24/7, I've been going crazy raising money for this year's, because I didn't think this year with the pandemic that we'd have that kind of success. I will tell you now ahead of time, we are going to break every record that we ever established. We've already broken them as I'm talking to you today, but we still need a lot more money, because my goal is ultimately a cure for pediatric cancer. Now, people can say that's wacky. They can say that all they want, but we don't have enough dollars. Even what I'm telling you now, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to tell you now. I think we're going to raise over $7 million at this virtual gala.
Wow, amazing. Amazing. And I know, and you made the point too, Dick, because I know this is the thing for you every year, is this gala is what you work towards. You talk about it, you know, you lead up to it when you're on the broadcast on ESPN. You want people to donate and to attend and to do anything they can. So like you mentioned, the pandemic obviously changed, you know, many things this year, and it's been horrible, but you weren't going to let that keep you from having the gala this year. What were the things that, you know, obviously you're now having it virtually, but what were the things that really, you know, were struggles for you to kind of get it off the ground and move from your normal event to having to make it virtual?
Well, you know, obviously we tried to the last minute to probably have a hybrid, you know, a combination of both. And we finally decided that, you know, what was taking place, it was just impossible to get people in that room to be comfortable. You have to go by the health experts. I mean, I'm no expert. I can't tell you, you know, what should be happening in the world in terms of COVID-19. But you listen to all the health experts, the scientists, the people that are in the know. And the talk and chatter was just, you can't have a large group. And we normally get 900 people sold out. And if not to have that kind of emotion in a room, what was the purpose? So we decided as a group, I work hand in hand with Mary Barbetta, with certainly Janet Allen and Rebecca Atherton. And we sit there and we discuss what we're going to do. And we just thought it would be better for all of us to basically have a virtual gala. And that's what we've done. And we're telling you, it's going to be a knockout. So again, if anybody wants information, just call Rebecca Atherton. Call her at 941-350-0580, because there's a way, you need a code, you need all that jazz, and there's a little fee, a donation that we like for people to make in terms of joining us for the virtual gala.
And I encourage everyone to please do that, because the gala every year is a home run. And I know, Dick, you're going to work your hardest to make sure that continues this year. One thing, you know, you guys always have big celebrities and sports stars and all that, but you mentioned Makari Tarpley, and every year you highlight kind of your all-star team, right? Kids who are battling cancer or have faced it in the past. You know, that you normally will bring them up on stage with you or highlight them in some way at the event. Why has that always been so important to you to showcase some of these kids who are going through what they're going through?
Well, I think they certainly they tell the story of what we're doing. And then I get to know them quite well, because I can share with you a story right here. A youngster that's been with us for the last couple of years. My heart just breaks for what his mom and dad are going through right now, because they got bad news about, I guess, maybe a month ago. The name is Weston Herman. Weston is 13 years of age. Weston, to give you a little background, I know a lot about Weston. He's a neighbor of ours, lives maybe 15 minutes from where I live. Weston is a terrific, not good, a terrific hockey player. How good? I mean, he's a star of his teams. Every level he's been on, 10, 11, 12, now 13, just great. And what happened is Weston has had three previous battles with brain cancer. He's had surgery twice. Now, all of a sudden, a month ago, I guess, his dad called me, and you could tell by his voice it was not going to be good news. And he shared with me that Weston, they just found out the cancer came back for the fourth time. Four times. Think about 13 years of your age, and you're battling that disease four times in your life. You've had two brain surgeries, and now the doctors tell you you've got two options. One is 52 weeks of chemo, or the second is do another brain surgery, of which there's a tremendous danger that it may lead to paralysis, because so much has been done already in the brain area in the two previous surgeries. Well, they opt for 52 weeks of chemotherapy. About 2 weeks ago, Weston had his 3-hour session of chemo. And after he got done, he told the doctor, he said, "I'm going to play hockey tonight." And the doctor said, "You know, basically, you can't play hockey, man. You can't keep on." He said, "No, I'm playing hockey." And he went and played. The doctor gave him permission. Scored 3 goals, 2 assists.
Wow.
As courageous as can be. But that's what families have to go through. Imagine people out there that are listening. You got someone you love, and you're watching them go through that every day, thinking about, gee whiz, how much more does a kid have to suffer? He's had 4 battles now with brain cancer. It's ridiculous. And that's why we need dollars. So please, people, donate. Donate. If you got some chance and opportunity, you can donate at v.org/donate4kids. The number 4 and then kids. Or you could donate. Go to my website, dickvitale.com. Anything you buy, I got a new book out. My new book just came out this week, basically. It's called The Lost Season. And it's all about what could have been and should have been if we had a March Madness. And the reason I mentioned get my new book there, you get an autographed copy at dickvitale.com, $29.99, and every dollar that I would make, every dollar, is going toward pediatric cancer to the V Foundation. So not only do you get a book to give you something to read about, what would have happened in the NCAA tournament if we have March Madness, but you get a chance also to share a few of those dollars coming back to the V Foundation.
And as Dick mentioned, if you donate, make a donation at the websites that mentioned there, 100% of that donation will go to pediatric cancer research as well. So a wonderful cause and something that, Dick, you're so passionate about it. And I think people probably know that about you, given how open you are about it. But you're known for your college basketball knowledge and the passion you bring to that. You know, every time you're on camera on ESPN doing a college basketball game, there's going to be no lack of passion. You know, whether you've brought that in your professional life or whether it's raising money for cancer, you've always worn your passion on your sleeve. And I just wonder, do you ever just get exhausted from being 100 miles an hour all the time, no matter what it is that you're doing?
Well, you know, I've learned in life that if you have a sense of passion and pride about what you do, it usually leads to success. And I got to, you know, the person that inspired me with that is my mother and father. I watched the tough times they went through. My parents were uneducated, fifth grade, but they had a doctor to love. And I watched my mother and father work in factories. My father pressed coats in a factory and came home and then put a security guard uniform on. What do I do? I go sit at courtside the greatest games in the country and get paid for it? It's stealing money. But really, the bottom line is I've always felt that when you do something, I do a lot of motivational speaking, different groups in the Washington Speakers Group, been doing it for over 30 years. And I can tell you this, I just believe when you have people that have that passion of what they're doing, it becomes contagious with all the people around them. I try sharing every morning. I share on Twitter. If you go to Twitter, Dickie V, Twitter at Dickie V, D-I-C-K-I-E. If people go there and follow me, every morning I put up a tweet to start the day, a motivational tip. It's about a minute, 45 second, little tip about, you know, about having passion, about having a game plan, wake up organized, have something you want to achieve and attack it. And when things don't go right, to be tough mentally, to move on, put it away and say, you know what, I got to move on. And I applied that in my life. You know, when I got fired by the Pistons, I mean, I was a very young coach. I was young, man. I was just a boy, a ball, a dream. I coached in junior high, high school, college, the NBAs, and then all of a sudden, I get fired, and wow, I think it's the end of the world. But you know what? You have two choices. Sit and feel sorry for yourself, or you say, you know what? I got to move on. I got to move on. Unfortunately, I got a lucky break, ESPN. I'm going on my 42nd year. I mean, I'm very proud of that, four decades, man. Because in the business we work, Nick, in our business, a lot of it is subjective. Some of the talent, some of the presidents like it, they keep it. Some of them don't. I've seen some great talent get let go, and I used to shake my head. And I'm very, very, you know, proud that I've been able to survive and be there under a number of presidents all these years. So, again, I think you got to have passion, pride in whatever you do.
And you mentioned it, and I think anyone who has watched you call enough games will know that line about stealing money. You like to use that. You get excited. You say, how are they paying us to be here, man? I would be here on my own. I think one of the big complaints from people in my generation, just kind of generally about many sports broadcasters, is they don't seem like they maybe want to be there. They're not excited. They're not having a good time. That's certainly no one could ever say that about Dick Vitale. Has that just been, are you just being yourself when you're there? Or is that something you said, hey, look, people are tuning in to listen to me and watch this. I want to give them, you know, the most emotion and passion I possibly can.
No, it's just part of my personality. You know, I've been that way all my life. I mean, if you're not excited about sitting at courtside for a big game,
right,
and paid for it, there's something wrong with you as an announcer. Then you better get another job. You better look for something else. I mean, I've been able to work with a lot of great pros, and a lot of them feel like I do. I mean, every game to me, in fact, I just put up today on Twitter. I put up to Twitter today because I got a little down for a moment. As you know, I love college basketball so much, and I'm just wondering if we're ever going to have – I did a video about this. I put this up on Twitter, as I said, at Dickie V. I put up a video. If you go to my Twitter now, you'll see it, one of the most recent things I did. And it's a video of me saying in my office – we shoot the video in my office. My wife is my videographer, and we shot it, and I basically said, you know, hi, everybody, I'm Dick Vitale, and I'll tell you one thing. I really hope and pray because I love the game so much. As my friends will tell you, I eat, sleep, and drink the game. And I'm just wondering if I'll ever have that magical moment walking back into an arena and hearing that crowd chanting and having a great time, showing that spirit. There's nothing like college hoops when you walk in. It's a big college game. Could be Kentucky and Florida, Duke, Carolina. Could be, you name it, Louisville, Kentucky. Just those special moments. And then I showed a big photo I have in my office of being passed in the crowd at the Duke game. And I said, will we ever, ever have these kind of magical moments? And I hope and pray we do. But I have a great love for what I do. And I mean, I've been very lucky. My father and mother, as I said earlier, they worked. I don't call this work. I call it a gift that the man upstairs gave me to be able to get this opportunity, and also to thank ESPN for giving me that chance.
Well, and as someone who's watched college basketball all their life too, I know when I hear Dick Vitale's voice at the beginning of a broadcast, I'm going to have some fun over the next couple hours while I'm watching the game. So I know that's something that college basketball fans really appreciate. Dick, before we let you go, just one more time, tell everyone about the gala, how they can get involved, and what they're going to see if they do.
Well, the virtual gala is going to be September 4th. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. People can definitely watch it if they get the information by calling Rebecca at 941-350-0580. And we want to make it, like I said earlier, my goal is now no longer X number. I didn't, you know, be honest with you, with a pandemic, I was hoping if we could get $2 million, it'd be great. But we right now are shooting for $7 million plus. And I tell you, it is going to happen, but I need everybody to join my team. You may be saving some of your love, and I'm going to leave this last word with you because I got to move on here. I got another group in my office with cameras ready to interview me.
He never stops, people. He never stops.
Well, I will tell you this. As we're talking right now, and every day, not just today, every day, 45 and 50 moms and dads are going home from a doctor's visit. And they're hearing four words that no mom and dad ever, ever wants to hear. Your child has cancer. It's life-changing for the mother, the father, the grandparents, everybody that loves that child, and obviously for the child. So please, I beg you, no matter what you can donate, if you're able, if you're not able, I don't want you to take money if you're not able. But if you have the means to donate, whatever it may be, whether it be $500, $200, $1,000, $100,000, I mean, it's unreal what it adds up to. So please just go to dickvitale.com or v.org/donate4kids.
There he is, everyone. Dick Vitale. Dick, thanks so much for all you do for the V Foundation and for kids all over who are battling cancer. We really appreciate you taking some time to talk with us today.
No problem at all, Nick. And one last thing, please go out there to my website, dickvitale.com, and get my latest book, The Lost Season. Talk about a lot of teams and players and things that would have happened. And most of all, the dollars that you buy the book and you get an autographed copy if you go to my website at dickvitale.com. All those dollars I would make are going to pediatrics for kids battling cancer through the V Foundation.
There it is. Dick, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Nick. Take care.
Thanks again to Dick Vitale for joining us today, and thanks to everyone who tuned in for another episode of the Voices for Victory podcast. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you listen to podcasts so that you can find our new episodes as soon as they're posted. And don't forget the nice comments and 5-star reviews, please. You can also find more information about the V Foundation by visiting v.org. And be sure to follow us on all your favorite social media channels at the V Foundation. Until next time.
To me, there are three things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.